This is episode number 755 on Mastering Your Ego. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Sigmund Freud said, "The ego is not master in its own house." And Anne Frank said, "Everyone has inside them a piece of good news. The good news is you don't know how great you can be, how much you can love, what you can accomplish, and what your potential is." Ego is a topic that so many people are asking questions about lately because it's the thing that can ruin your life if you don't know how to manage and control your ego. We all have different shadows and darkness within us. We all have different desires, dreams, hopes, and things that we think of that maybe aren't so good as well. And in this episode, we break down from a few key people about how to be the master of your ego, and not how to be afraid of your ego, but really how to shape and mold it to support you in achieving your dreams instead of breaking you down and ruining you. We've got Ryan Holiday, who's a best-selling author, media strategist, who is sharing about ego in this episode and really diving into his philosophy of all the different struggles and challenges he's gone through and the research he's done from the greatest leaders of our time on how they've overcome ego as well. We've got Taye Diggs, who's an actor and a singer, best known for his roles in musicals and TV series and movies. He breaks down the ego from that point of view, living a life in entertainment, how he's managed ego to support him and not ruin his life. And we have Justin Baldoni, who's an actor, director, and social entrepreneur focused on creating and affecting positive change. He shares more about the ego, on how he's really shaped this to support him in his life, with his marriage, with his kids, and with his mission and his work. And we talk about how to practice self-love without feeding your ego, because if you're allowed to love yourself, does that mean you're just feeding your ego more and more? And is it okay to love yourself and take care of yourself? We dive into that. We talk about how humility and reality cure the symptoms of ego, and how ego can hold you back from being the person you want to be. This is a complicated and challenging concept. This is something that holds a lot of people back from having the relationship of their dreams, from feeling fulfilled inside, from finding purpose and meaning in life, and really leaving a legacy. And I really hope you enjoy this one. Please share it with your friends, lewishowes.com/755.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com.
Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I mean, you're around a lot of actors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like self-love is something that actors need more of?
100%. Like I think the world needs more of it.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
What do you think, how do you practice self-love yourself? And how would you give back to people listening who are maybe struggling or trying to figure out, you know, their worth in the world, whether it be in a relationship, mm-hmm. career, anything? What's some ways you can practice? What's not building your ego too much, but mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. the fulfilling self-love, you know?
Sure, sure. I think it manifests itself differently in different people. Like for me, with talent, you know, I didn't have an issue because people were always there telling me that I had something. It had to deal with, for me, deserving the pretty girl or deserving to be in a conversation. I think at the end of the day, it's tough, man. It's one of the hardest. I think it could be one of the hardest things to do, which is just convince yourself that you are worth it, just you, who you are, and not comparing yourself or putting yourself in a context, because it's so easy to say, oh, am I as intelligent as this person? And then looking at what you have, you know, to offer in terms of intelligence, because it's not about that, because that can easily be taken away or you cannot have it. So you have to find who you are as a person, regardless of everything else and everyone else around you, and just be cool with that and let that power you so that no matter how great, how handsome, how talented, no matter how whatever it is you are, you consider yourself more than enough.
Yeah.
And in this world that's based on all of that other shit, it's really tough to do.
Because we're
here and first thing we ask ourselves, you know, what do I have to offer? What makes me different? What makes me special? So that's where I think the difficulty comes in.
You also talk about in the book, you say humility and reality are the cure for symptoms of ego.
Yeah.
Why is that? What do you mean by that?
Well, so if ego is being confident in things that you shouldn't be confident in, reality is like, oh, wait, okay, I got too far over my skis. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like I went too far in the other direction. I needed like a little bit of a wake up call. And so sometimes that's why failure can be good, or not catastrophic failure, but like little things, right? Like you're confident. So, you know, you put something out there and someone's like, hey, this is wrong for the following reasons. You got to listen to that stuff, or you keep investing and you go further and further. And then when you do fall and when you do fail, it's like really painful.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I think you got to cultivate people around you who are not afraid to tell you the truth. That's the hard part is like, I mean, especially as you become successful, I'm sure you've seen this.
I think you've got to be willing to have people tell you the truth.
Yes.
Because most people don't want to hear the truth.
Yes. Right.
Even if they say it, they're like, they don't want to hear it. Right.
Right. You have to make sure you don't punish people for telling you the truth, like by not talking to them or fighting them. Even if you disagree, you have to hear them. But it's like you can realize like, man, I only talk to people who worked for me today, right? Like who are in some sense not super motivated to tell me the truth. Like
right.
I've been around a lot of really, really successful, wealthy people. And you realize like if I were to tell this person, like the only way I could deliver the truth to this person would be like a kamikaze mission. Like we would not be friends after.
Right,
like they've gotten so far that like I'm going to have to go in and say all this unpleasant stuff, and that's going to be the end of it. And then you realize like – and then you usually don't do it, right? Like, you know, it's like if I'd gotten to a point where like you followed me on social media and you thought I would – like you know what my life is like, but the pictures I was posting were not at all representative. You knew maybe I was inflating numbers about what I've done. Or like, you know, look at this photo with me and this celebrity, but you knew like I paid to meet that person, you know, all the things. And like you might know like, hey, Ryan, like you might want to say like, hey, Ryan, like people are starting to think you're full of it. Like you're not coming off well. You should change. But like, you might not do it because you would be worried that I'm gonna shoot the messenger, essentially, right? And so that's the difficult thing, is like, if you don't have that realism in your life and you don't cultivate it, you're not checking in all the time, you get to a point where it's like people realize that it's not in their interest to tell you the truth.
And guys, I want to thank our sponsor today, which is Organifi. Now, I've been digging this product for over a year and a half now. It's Organifi Gold. It's the answer to better sleep. I drink it almost every night, it feels like. As we are constantly looking to achieve greatness in this fast-paced world, we must get quality sleep. If you feel tired all day, you're dragging yourself to and from work, and then when you finally get back home and into bed, you just lie awake all night thinking again and stressing out. That's not good. Americans are spending $50 billion a year on sleeping pills. The irony is, those pills don't get you the rejuvenating rest you need. That's why the superior nutrition provided by Organifi Gold can help in so many ways. And that's why I love using Organifi. It's so quick and easy, but it also tastes great. I love this stuff, guys. I can't get enough of it. Go to Organifi.com and use code Lewis, that's L-E-W-I-S, at checkout to get 20% off your order. Again, that's Organifi, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I.com, and use the code L-E-W-I-S to get 20% off your order and start the year off clean and green. Where do you feel like is your biggest challenge to step in the man you've always wanted to be? Is there something you're challenged with right now that you feel like you still get to overcome or embrace to help you become a better version of the man you want to be?
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am, or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I don't think there's one thing. I think there's an endless number of things that I'm challenged with.
What's the biggest?
One of the biggest challenges for me is the control of my ego.
It's hard, man. You got all these followers, all these likes, all these opportunities,
it's
TV
interesting.
Shows, billboard. Weren't you up on a billboard recently? I think I saw or something.
Thank God I didn't see it if I was.
I think you're up on Sunset, a big billboard of you.
Justin. Yeah, I don't think Justin. Yeah, must have not been real at all.
It was real.
Ever.
I think it was you with Jay the Virgin.
It was probably, one of seven people.
Yeah, right. I was three, maybe. But yeah.
But I think that, part of our journey as human beings is the balance between our lower and higher nature and learning how to control it, right? So you obviously have spirituality, religion, divinity, things that are designed to help us come into our higher nature. And then you have everything else in the history of existence that's attacking our lower nature.
Right, right. Our ego.
And our ego, that whispering voice, is strong. It's really strong. It's strong in men. It's strong in women. Mm-hmm. It starts with children. And for me, it's definitely always been my ego. And my ego can also be something that cripples me. Because when my ego's hurt, or when it's bruised, or when it feels attacked, mm-hmm. then I don't function from my higher nature. I function from my lower nature. And that happens in all sorts of ways. And then, of course, there's the idea of success, which is relative, right? Because it is a never-ending journey.
Search.
Because there's no such thing as true success. Like, when will you be successful enough? When you're George Clooney? Right. Okay, George Clooney, are you successful enough?
No.
Or something else he wants, right? Find me someone who's happy with their success. You can't, but you can find me someone who's happy because they're content with where they are and what they have because they're grateful. So success is also interesting because where I am, so much of what I do also is dependent on other people validating it.
Yeah.
So
if I watch it, buying a ticket, whatever
exactly,
it is.
Exactly. And especially in our town and in this business, relevancy is like the delta that is everything. So
are you afraid of that, not being relevant?
I'm not afraid of it. What's interesting is that I've mostly never been relevant. The fact that even anybody wants to hear what I have to say is interesting and really cool. But what I am is aware of it. So I'm aware of the fact that I have a short window called Jane the Virgin that is interesting to people. After we're done in 5 years, I might not be relevant.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? So I look at it like I have this amount of time to say what I want to say, and then maybe no one's going to want to hear what I have to say again. Unfortunately, that's just the way it works. Mm-hmm. You have your 15 minutes, and then it's on to somebody else. And the other night, we were just talking about, my wife's shooting a movie right now, and she's shooting a movie with a woman who was nominated for 3 Academy Awards in the 60s. And we know when you get nominated for Academy Award, your name is everywhere, mm-hmm. right? But I had no idea who this woman was.
Wow.
She had experienced tremendous success. She's in her 80s now, right? So you just look at the chart of being in the moment and feeling success and then getting to a place where you no longer have that. And then you have to realize that, well, do people not care about me? Because I'm not doing a podcast with Lewis. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I'm not valuable to the world? Mm. Does that mean am I not relevant to anybody just because I'm not relevant to the media mm-hmm. or to the world or to social media right now? If I didn't have any followers, would that be a reflection of my self-worth? So these are things that are important, and they affect us on both sides of the spectrum. They affect us when we don't have any success, when we're trying and we're struggling and we're like, we're getting off the ground.
Striving to be relevant.
We're trying to be relevant, which is really something that I struggle with, because it's like, are we trying to be relevant? Like, and why are we doing that? Or are we just fulfilling our purpose and it's going to happen? So on one side, you have that struggle. And then on the other side, when you have it, you have that struggle because then you have the fear of losing it. And then you have to decide, and this is where the ego comes in, and this is something that I battle with, is am I doing this out of love or am I doing this out of fear? And if I'm doing it out of fear, then I'm doing it from a place of lack because I'm afraid that I'm going to lose it. Or I'm afraid that if I don't do it right, that someone's not going to respond, or I'm not going to get enough likes, or this many people won't watch my YouTube video. Or whatever it is, and the same thing goes for writing a television show and being on a show. So your ego creeps in everywhere. Your ego creeps in relationships, mm-hmm. and mine creeps in my marriage, right? It creeps in absolutely everywhere. And so one of the struggles that I think we'll always have is figuring out the balance between a healthy ego and an ego that's managed. And for me, the only way I've found to be able to manage my ego is through spirituality. Mm. And it's through prayer. It's through communing with God. And really, it's through service. Because the second you're of service, the goal is to take yourself out of the equation. We have a phrase we like to call it. We call it secret service. would you still do it if nobody knew you had done it? And that's kind of your measure. Like, it's service if you will do it and you don't care if anyone knows.
Yeah.
So oftentimes, I'm going to go do something. I will practice intentionally not telling anyone I did it. Because it's a muscle. Like, we go to the gym, we work out. We don't go to the gym and work out just because it's fun.
Right.
It sucks.
Yes.
But we need it. The same thing goes for service. The same thing goes for spirituality. Mm-hmm. It goes for, you know, whatever it is we do. So it's a practice. It's like it's building the muscle that fights the ego, because the ego, the ego is strong. Christians call it the devil, in some ways. Like it is the devil. It will take us down to places that you never ever want to go to.
Unless you're using it for a bigger purpose to serve others, I guess, or serve something else.
Yeah, and you can use and your ego can drive you. I mean, there's a reason we have it, right? It's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
If none of us had an ego, we'd be living in utopia and there'd be no reason for us to, like, why are we here?
Fight or
there'd be no reason, but why are we even alive, right? Yeah. We're alive to experience a journey, to start somewhere, to go through hardship, and eventually, hopefully, to learn lessons and come out on the other side. So if there's no journey, like, if there's no ego, if there's no taking us into the darkness, then there's no light, right? So ego exists, I think, so that we can overcome it.
Yeah, I think if we're living in service every day, whether it's, you know, I do a lot of little acts of service. You get little acts of service where no one knows about, where I'm just opening a door for someone.
Don't tell me.
In general, I'm not telling you specifics.
No, I'm joking. Yeah.
But I think also just smiling at people down the street is an act of service, as opposed to having your head down and being disconnected. I think showing up with an open heart is of service. And those are the things. I have a battle with this sometimes, because we build schools for kids all around the world who need support, right? And I've always been like,
Pencils of
Promise. Yeah.
I love it.
And, you know, I remember when I first got into it, I was like, I don't want to let people know, because I don't want to be like, have my ego involved, like I did something. But then someone told me one time, they were like, you're doing a disservice by not letting other people know, because you're not inspiring other people to do the same thing.
There's a balance.
Like, okay,
right?
How do we balance?
And that's the struggle.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the struggle that nobody talks about.
Yeah.
Because I can go do the Skid Row Carnival. And not tell anybody.
Yeah.
And have a carnival with myself.
Right, exactly. Or you can say, we're doing this.
But how many people can I affect?
Yeah.
The challenge becomes, and this is, again, it's controversial, but you can look at a lot of these proclaimed life coaches and spiritual guides and pastors. Mm-hmm. You look at people that are in positions of power where their job is to influence and help people become enlightened, inspire people. And you can see how quickly that can become self-serving.
Absolutely. Because everyone's looking at you.
Because everybody then is looking at you.
Everyone.
And what happens is we forget that the only reason you're there is because you were a clear channel from God to them, right? Mm-hmm. So then as man, we suddenly go, oh.
It's my idea.
It's me.
Yeah.
Right? I had this carnival idea. Mm-hmm. Well, the truth is, dude, the idea came through me.
Absolutely.
That was not my idea.
Yes.
It was just crazy enough that I did it.
Yes.
So that's where it can get dangerous, is we start to think it's about ourselves. So even service is a test of the ego, right? So it's like, how do you stay pure and true and honest and authentic in service? It's knowing and it's checking that, like, yeah, you're going and building those schools. You might build 5 schools and not tell a soul, but you're gonna, on the 6th school, you're gonna go tell everybody, because you need the money to go build more schools. The challenge is when Lewis becomes more important than the school.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's important to have friends that are, like, right in there with you,
right,
that check you, of like course. Your boys, like, yeah. I know you have here, like, your account, your best friends, for females to have their girlfriends or guy friends, I mean, whatever,
to
always kind of keep us authentic and grounded. Because it'd be very easy for me to make the Skid Row Carnival about me.
Right.
Right?
I'm the creator of this thing.
I did this thing.
Yeah.
But what we realized through the process, and by the way, I tried at one point to not make it about me, is that it needed me.
It needs a spokesperson
needs,
or a someone.
It needs an entry
point. A story.
It needs something to galvanize people. And I was okay being that, but it comes at a cost. Let me tell you why. I don't get to enjoy the carnival like everybody else.
You're making sure it's all working out and everyone's in their place.
I'm doing interviews, or I'm doing this, or I'm making sure it's running. But all I desire, honestly, is I want to sit down and wash people's feet. 3 years I've done the carnival, I haven't gotten to wash one person's feet. And that breaks, and it breaks my heart.
Carve out 30 minutes.
That's the goal.
Say,
that's the goal.
This.
But by the time, and again, it's something that we're working on. But so my carnival experience isn't the same as someone else's. However, right. my experience is necessary. But the second it becomes about me, the carnival will die. The nonprofit will die because that's not what it's for.
Yeah.
And that's where the ego comes in. So all these likes, all these posts where there's now instant feedback. It's like, oh, great. They got 5,000 likes in 2 minutes. I did something right. I better do that again. That's the ego versus I'm happy that people responded to that. Right. And we don't have that healthy dialogue with ourselves right now because we're so like minute to minute with our phones.
There you have it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this one, all about breaking the bonds of ego, mastering and redefining self without ego and with ego. Super inspiring. And again, big thank you to all the people who shared and contributed in this. If you enjoyed this and you know someone in your life that this could benefit and could help, spread the message of greatness. We are building a movement of inspiration and positivity around the world, infecting people with love and support to help them achieve their greatest lives. But we can't do this alone. We need your support. Please text one friend and say, check this out, subscribe to this podcast, and listen to this episode to support you with what you might be going through as well. We're all in this together. My friends, ego, it's something that can consume us and hold us back. And Sigmund Freud said, the ego is not master in its own house. You have the opportunity to be the master of your ego, to recognize it, to be aware of it, to kind of laugh at it and look at it from the outside. Take it out and stare at your ego and say, okay, I know why you're doing these things. Now let's work together. Let's do things together to have a greater life. This is what it's all about, guys. Learning about ourselves, discovering new possibilities within, and making a better life for ourselves moving forward. I love you guys all so very much. You mean the world to me. And as always, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.